it's a stretch really to call these even protests. It's very, very difficult for people to go out onto the streets and protest. Any hint of somebody trying to go out or looking like a protester, and they're very often violently dragged away by the police. The people in the high visibility vests are journalists. By law, they have to wear those, so they are on one side, and the police are dragging away people who might look like they are a protester. The protests don't really get going. In one instance, in one city, a woman just holding up a blank piece of paper was taken away by the police, an indication of how they are keen to crack down on anything that looks like a protest. And one of the social media channels you often see protest pictures appearing is Instagram. It will be blocked, not specifically because of spreading protest pictures, but because of a decision taken by Instagram's parent company, Meta, who have relaxed their hate speech rules on what users in Ukraine can say about Russia's war in Ukraine, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And because of that, the Russian authorities have said that they want, prosecutors want Instagram and Meta, the parent company, Facebook, declaring an extremist organization. And as part of that, Instagram blocked. 80 million Instagram users in Russia. Like the rest of the world, it is ubiquitous. It has its fair share of influencers who make a living on Instagram. Something like that being blocked will be really noticed here. There are other channels, of course, though.